USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is paying $60 million a week to take care of migrant children at the southern border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited one of the facilities in San Antonio, which is housing more than 1,300 teenage boys. Abbott claims some of them are being sexually abused. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says these are very serious allegations.
It has been our approach, even though this is a federal operation, that the welfare of these children are of the utmost concern, so they need to be thoroughly investigated.
The British royal family continuing to mourn the loss of Prince Philip. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge retweeted a message from the royal family that said the Duke of Edinburgh passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. The husband of Queen Elizabeth was 99 years old. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Speculation continues to grow. U.S. warships may sail into the Black Sea as a show of support for Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The Pentagon is said to be considering a deployment of U.S. Navy warships into the Black Sea as Russia continues its buildup of troops along Ukraine's eastern border. Washington would first have to get permission from Turkey 14 days in advance under a 1936 treaty because Ankara controls the straits of the Black Sea. During the last Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby left little doubt concerning the U.S. support for Ukraine.
We pledge publicly to standing up and supporting the territorial integrity of Ukraine and calling on Russia to respect that territorial integrity.
It's day two for some of the best golfers in the world teeing off from the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is nominating David Chipman, a former federal agent and advisor of a gun control group, to be director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. During his time as a senior policy advisor with that gun control group, he spent considerable efforts pushing for greater regulation and enforcement on ghost guns, changes to the background check system, and measures to reduce trafficking of illegal firearms. Chipman also made these comments back in 2020 regarding new gun owners.
They might think that they're diehard, ready to go, but unfortunately they're more like Tiger King, and they're putting themselves and their families in danger. And so what I would suggest is for those people who were first-time gun owners, if they did go out and buy a gun, I would secure that gun locked and unloaded, and hide it behind the cans of tuna and beef jerky that you've stored in a cabinet, and only bring that out if the zombies start to appear, and I don't think they are.
Forecasters say millions of Americans in the southeast are at risk for dangerous storms on Friday. The Storms Prediction Center says large hail, damaging wind, and several tornadoes are possible from East Texas to Mississippi. Residents in the area being told to pay attention to weather alerts. For USA Radio News, for more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.